Good afternoon, Mayor Adams and Commissioners. My name is Aisha Hassan, and I live in Park Rose neighborhood. I'm here today because I believe the East Portland Action Plan is a good organization that can help me and my community make positive changes. I would like to see an increase in access to health education, specifically sex education. I work in an East Portland community center with teens, and they are not aware of what they are putting themselves at risk of. Thank you.
Thank you. Very nicely done as well. Okay, then I'll entertain a...
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to accept this report. Carla, would you please call the vote?
Fish?
Well, first, thanks to everybody for taking time to join us today. And as the co-chair of the Complete Count Committee, I'd be remiss if I didn't say, please get your census forms in. We are lagging in places like East Portland and North Portland. And we estimate it's $12,000 a person over the next 10 years for everyone we don't count. So think of the roads and the parks and the schools and the other benefits. And that's our fair share of $400 billion of discretionary federal spending. So it takes 10 minutes. It asks for basic information, and there's a firewall, so nothing that goes into this document goes to some other agency. So please, in the pulpit, from the pulpit, in your school, you know, at your rotary, wherever you go, please ask people to fill it out. And if you don't, and the federal government has to send someone to knock on your door, it costs us $56 for everybody that we have to canvass door to door, and that money can go into better uses. Amanda and I are fairly new here, and I want to recognize that this process with the East Portland Action Plan, probably in concert with the Cully Concordia Plan, in my opinion, has been transformative in terms of changing the dialogue between a neighborhood and a part of our city, this body, and government in general. And I also want to acknowledge that we have a long way to go. We're not here today to say we've reached the end of this journey. We're celebrating a fresh start and some accomplishments. But because I have found in 20 years of marriage, it's always best to focus on the positives we're building on than to focus on some of the disagreements. I want to acknowledge a couple of people. I want to acknowledge Linda Robinson, Amanda Fritz, and Dan Saltzman, because through their work and through the work of a lot of neighborhood leaders who are here, East Portland is on the verge of getting more of its fair share of park services. It is because of that advocacy that we have Park Lane, Clatsop Butte, and beach master plans ready to be funded the moment that we get a bond measure passed. It is because of their efforts that the Ed Benedict Skateboard Park is open and young people have a healthy place to go. It is because of their efforts that there's a new community garden in a place called Sen's Dairy that we opened in Park Rose, that we have the greenest, and by that I mean the most sustainable, pool in the country at a rec center at the East Portland Action, at the East Portland Community Center. I could go on and on and on, but what I want to pay tribute to as the Parks Commissioner is the work that has been done laying the foundation for delivering on the promise of new infrastructure, new facilities, and it would not have happened but for neighborhood activists like Amanda and Linda, a Parks Commissioner and Dan Saltzman who said this was a priority, and the will of this council to move that forward. So I want to acknowledge that. I also want to acknowledge, though, that in addition to park services, we're bringing housing and family-friendly housing to East Portland. And I understand, as the housing commissioner, that the complaint we often hear is that a lot of the affordable housing that is built is not to code, not to standards, and that they're not designed in a way that provides an amenity to a community. We're not responsible for private sector housing as much as we would like. We are responsible for the kind of housing that we deliver through public investment. And that's why I want to acknowledge, you know, Nick Sovey and Rose. I want to acknowledge the family-friendly housing that we've invested in around Lentz and the projects that are in the pipeline. We understand the kind of housing the community needs and wants, and we hope that the housing that is being delivered meets community expectations. And finally, I want to just take another example of where the spirit of collaboration is bearing fruit. We had a spirited debate last year about soccer and baseball, and there were lots of good ideas that were generated in the community. But after that debate ended, some folks in Lentz still came forward and said, what about our park? What about our park? And so keeping faith with the spirit that has been unleashed through this process, we found $100,000 and launched a master plan process for Lentz Park. Lentz Park is an incredibly important place. It needs to be refreshed. It needs a facelift after all these years. We're going through a community process, and once that master plan is complete, it will go into the queue for funding the next time we're able to go out for a parks bond measure. So, in sum, what I would say is we need to acknowledge our history, always. But we also have to acknowledge, and we should acknowledge at events like this, the progress that is being made. And the progress that is being made is because of you. It's because of your sustained activity and a council that has been responsive to the loud voices in East Portland saying, we want to be treated fairly. So I congratulate you for your collective efforts. I'm proud to serve with my colleagues here who have laid the foundation for this progress, and I'm pleased to vote aye on the report.
Saltzman?
Well, thank you for those kind words, Commissioner Fish. And I want to just really acknowledge all of you out there for your activism. And, you know, we didn't know in 2007 how this was going to turn out, but looking at the full chamber today, I think it's been turning out in a very positive direction. And I think it is, you know, I think it's everybody's intention to try to overcome some of the, you know, historic chip on the shoulders that exist between East Portland and the rest of the city. And I know that all of us up here are trying to work hard to overcome that. I know you are too. And I think your praises earlier today for inviting you to dance is, you know, an example of that. We, you know, we still have a long ways to go. I mean, East Portland has historically been underinvested in, and I think the equity mapping that we're going to attempt in this budget process is a good way to quantify things. That doesn't necessarily mean you can quantify the problem. That doesn't necessarily mean give you the tools to solve the problems. But I do want to mention that one of those tools to solve the problems is the Portland Children's Levy, which voters have renewed twice now. And, you know, I'm pleased to say that I don't want to go out on a limb and say that we are serving 40% of the kids in East Portland, because I don't know if that's a fact. But I do know that in the most recent grant awards that we did of $36 million over 3 years for early childhood after-school programs, including Sun School programs, mentoring, child abuse prevention, and programs to help children in foster care succeed, that in that award process, we did award extra points to those programs that were either located east of 82nd Avenue or served populations east of 82nd Avenue. And also, we awarded extra points for organizations serving culturally specific populations. So I will, you know, I hope there will be a day when we can say that we actually are serving 40% of the kids through the Children's Levy that are east of 82nd. I'll go back and check my facts, but I have to be careful about what my facts these days, because they often get challenged if I'm not correct. But anyway, it's really a pleasure to see such a full crowd and an energetic crowd, and pleased to vote aye.
Leonard?
I certainly think we need to acknowledge the leadership of Senator Jeff Merkley, a David Douglas grad, who actually initiated this process and called me more than once to ask me where was the resolution creating this work group to get this kicked off some years ago. And we're all lucky to have him now serving in the United States Senate, who can even help us federally fund some of these programs. And that's where the rubber's going to hit the road. The plan is great, but that's what it is right now, a plan, until we come up with the resources to actually fund things that have to happen. So the hard part, believe it or not, is yet to come. So I look forward to working with you all on that. Aye.
Fritz.
That's a good reminder, Commissioner Leonard, that indeed your district has a U.S. senator living in it. So that's pretty special, and thank you for raising Senator Merkley. 15 years ago, Linda Robinson and Bonnie McKnight, Linda Bauer and Arlene Kimura, Alicia Reese and others in East Portland, and I and others in Southwest Portland realized that we have a lot more in common than we have differences, that the areas of the city that were annexed relatively recently lacked services and at that time lacked attention. But I think your presence here today is absolute certainty that you no longer are lacking in attention. And in fact, there is a commitment on this entire council to making sure that attention is paid where it needs to be paid, and indeed money is directed where it needs to be spent. And I thank Mayor Adams for establishing the city budget reporting process with geographic mapping, and also for appointing Katie Larson to the City of Portland Budget Advisory Committee. I thank each and every community member, whether you're here or watching later at home, you are devoting an enormous amount of time, and the success of the East Portland Plan that we heard today so far is entirely due to your efforts, and I appreciate that very much. Also, Laura Wintergreen for tirelessly coordinating. You know, we say tirelessly, but it's not tirelessly. It's very tiring, the amount of work that goes into work like this, and so thank you for persevering. Thanks to ODOT's Jason Tell and Shelley Romero, who have been respectful, considerate, and committed partners who followed through on action item implementation. Thank you to Commissioner Shiprack, whose chief of staff is here with us today, and to Representative Smith for elevating this work. And thanks to Representative Smith for coming and voicing some impatience. I think we're all impatient about not being able to fund as much as we want to fund, as quickly as we want to fund it. So it's okay that we express that and that we commit to continuing to work together hard. This project demonstrates that community involvement requires equal parts relationship, process, and results. Any one of those three without the other two doesn't get us very far. So we're not where we need to be in terms of results, but we have established the relationship and we're committed to the process. And everybody here on this council is committed to the process and to continuing the relationship so that we get to results. Thank you so much. Aye.
Adams.
What a great presentation today. Really effective, diverse, interesting, focused, very effective. So I want to thank you for that. I also want to reaffirm my commitment to the action plan. Difficult budget year, but I'll do everything I can to fund your requests. I also want to acknowledge that we're working hard to bring the city to East Portland as well, to become familiar, for the rest of the city to become familiar with East Portland, and whether that's the citywide school town hall that we held at Park Rose this weekend, or featuring East Portland in my State of the City speech, both in terms of the opportunities and the challenges, I'm going to continue to do that because you're more than worth it. So thank you. Aye. We'll have a 7-minute recess so folks can get set up for the next hearing and take a compassionate break.
I like that term.